Ben Ishchai, Parsha Shoftim. So it says, Ki tikrav el ir lilachem aleh. When you come close to a city to fight on it. Ukarat aleh l'shalom. And first you call upon it for peace. Nearly b'siyat d'shmayim. Seems to me, with the help of heaven, says the Ben Ishchai, the ha'adam nikra ir ktana. A person is called a small city. Va'anashim ba ma'at. And there's a few people in it. K'mosh ne'emar b'koheret. Like we see in Koheret. Va'adava yedua. And the matter is known. Siyet Sahara yitgare. He'll come to fight. V'yilachem ba'adam b'isu arayot. He'll come to fight a person with the forbidden things in arayot, in forbidden relationships. Yoter mikol isurim, more than other isurim, other forbidden things. Vafilu chacham v'tzadik, and even someone who's wise and tzadik and righteous, she'osik v'torah, who's involved in learning Torah, yamim v'leilot, days and nights, einu yochol, he's unable, lachnia hayetzahara, to be machnia, to control his evil inclination, ad shisa isha, until he gets married. Poor Chazi, look and see, mashnema b'gemara in Kiddushin, dav kaf tetamut beis. Kishuba Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna came, lifnei Rav Huna, v'ra'a delo pares sudra, he wasn't wearing a talis over his head, a garment over his head, which is a sign of him being married. Usha'alo, and he asked him, my tama, what's the reason you're not married? Amalo, why isn't you not covering your head with a sudra? He told to him, Mishum delo nesivna, because I'm not married. Vadrinahu Rav Huna la'apai, and Rav Huna turned his face, mine, from him, i.e., in somewhat anger. Vamale chazi delo chazit la'apai adenisvet. See that you won't see my face until you get married. I was annoyed with him that he wasn't married. Va'amru b'gemara, and it says in the Gemara, Mishum the Sava Rav Huna held, Kol mi shelo nasa isha, anyone who doesn't get married, Ye bihirure avera kol yamav, he'll be thinking bad thoughts all his days. V'lechein, and therefore, harotzel chem biyitzro, someone who wants to fight his yetzahara, Einu yochol lo, he's not able to, ad shisa isha, until he marries a woman. V'zesh katuv, ki tikrav le'ir, right? If you come close to the city, hu haguf, that's the body, shelecha nikra b'shem ir, our body is called in the name of a city, lilachem, to fight this city, to fight the body, to fight Hayetzahara, im Hayetzahara, right? To fight with the Hayetzahara, aleh, on it, rotzon lama, bishvila, for it, shelo yachriveno Hayetzahara, the Hayetzahara won't destroy our bodies, or ourselves, as tchilat hakol, as the beginning of everything, Tzai Shitikra Eleha L'Shalom, you should call on the city for peace. He mitzvah tenisuit. Shalom, peace. Shalom bayis. Shalom completion is only when a person gets married. Then he's a complete person. That's why shalom comes from shlemus, peace. So peace means completion. To call on peace means you're coming towards peace. You bring peace on yourself. You bring shlemus, completion to yourself. Shiela Eza. There will be for him a help, b'mitzvah, yoter mikol ha-mitzvah. This mitzvah will give him the biggest help than all the other mitzvahs to conquer his inclinations when he thinks bad thoughts. The yadua, that it's known, ma sha'amu rabotenu zichrono lebracha, what our rabbis teach us. Kol ha-sharui below isha, anyone who's dwelling without a woman, sharui below shalom, is living without peace, without completion. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, this is a Gemara in Yevamos, V'yadate ki shalom o'alecha. I know that your tent is peaceful, i.e. your home is peaceful, because you're at peace with your wife. You're complete now that you have a wife. V'kaniska v'gemara d'yavomis. Like it's mentioned in the Gemara d'yavomis. U'bezeh pirashti b'siyata d'shmaya. And with this I explain with the help of heaven. Ein shalom ba'at samai mipnei chatatai. Right? There's no completion in my bones because of my sins. Loshen chisar, ki ish below isha hu palag de gufa. There's no peace in myself, in my bones, in myself, in my essence, so long as he doesn't marry a woman, because a wife, because then he's half a body. That's like the Zohar says, the Gemara also. Nimsa chase chatzi guf. He's lacking half of his body, which is his wife. That's what Gemara says. A person without a woman, without shalom, without bracha, without simcha, right? And without shmira, right? A person's lacking. The only way a person can be a complete person, complete means reach completion, reach spiritual completion, is only when he marries a woman. And only then he has the ability to fight his Yetzirah and to be complete as a person. His wife enables him to complete himself. She is the completion of him. That's why Chosen and Kala, Loshen Chatan, is a Loshen of connection, right? And the Loshen of Kala is a Loshen of call, Loshen of completion. So we see in the second year of the Ben Ish Chai Parsha Shoftim, so he brings here, Tachin lecha haderech, v'shilashta et gvul arzecha. Prepare for you a way, and divide the boundaries of your land into three. Right? So this is speaking about the Ari Miklat, the places of a person who killed accidentally. The now given the mitzvah to separate the land of Israel into three divisions, in order that each place will have equally an Ari Miklat for a person who killed accidentally to run there. Okay. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, seems to me with the help of heaven. Al pi ma shegatuv Rabbeinu Arizal b'pasuk. What the Arizal says in the pasuk, b'chol derachecha de'eyu. In all your ways, you should know Him. You should know your Creator. Hu yasheh ochotecha, and He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will straighten your ways. Ki derech b'itgalia, v'orach b'itkasia. Derech, says the Arizal, is in a revealed way. And orech is in a hidden way. V'im ha'adam yishmo atzmo. If a person guards himself, b'inyanim agluyim, he guards himself with those things which are revealed, elav, shenikra'im derech. If a person guards himself with those things which are revealed, and those things that we just said are called derech, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yishmoto will protect him, be'inyanim hanistarim, the things which are hidden, shenikrim orech, which are called ways. Right? Ze sh'ama b'chol derechecha de'eyu, in all your ways, right? In all your, you should know him. Sh'ata b'atzmacha tizdarez lishmo dato. You should be careful to keep His Torah, His Dat, Yitbarach b'inyanim agluyim, in the ways that are revealed. You should keep the Torah, those mitzvahs which are revealed. V'az hu yasher ochotecha, He will straighten out your ways. Heima inyanim amuchusim, those are the things which are hidden. Ad kan dvaravzal, those are the end of the words of the Arizal. V'ze shema tachin lecha haderech. Now we're going back to our pasuk. Prepare for yourself the ways. Inyanim haniglim, hanikshinikrim deretz. Prepare yourself the ways, the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which are called deret, which are the ways which are revealed. Ata tachin inyanei shmiratam. You protect and kiyumam, and establish those ways. V'shilashtet gvul artzecha. And you divide the boundaries of your ways into three. Hem chaye olam hazeh, This the world, this world. Shehem gvul ha'adam b'olam hazeh. This the boundary of a person in this world. She atzcha, it's your land, k'dichti, like it says. Va'aris natan l'bnei adam. And the land was given to man. I.e. the land represents man's avoda, kloma. Tashlish kol yom v'yom. Divide your day into three. Min ha'gvul shel atzcha. From the boundaries of your land, I.e. your domain. The amru chachamim al esrim v'arba sh'ot b'yom. On the 24 hours that you have in a day, yichalkem ha'adam, a person should divide them. Shlish le'esek ha'tera, a third of his day, which is 8 hours, to learning Torah. Ushlish le'masa v'matan for umalocha, and a third, 8 hours, for working. Ushlish le'shen, and a third for sleeping. Va'asu le'zeh siman. And it made to this a sign. As taskil. Then, Aleph Zayin, taskil, you'll be understand. As tatsliach, then you will be successful. As tishan, and then you will sleep. I.e., as, which is Aleph Zayin, is Gematria 8. You have 8 hours of learning, 8 hours of tatsliach, which is work, and 8 hours as tishan. You have 8 hours of sleeping. These are psukim. First pasuk of Yeshua, right? The second pasuk also in Yeshua, and the third is in the Yov. Kol chelik misparok minyan az. Each portion is in the number az, which is 8. V'tam l'shilush there, and the reason for this division into 3. Ze pirashti b'siyata d'shmaya. I explain with the help of heaven. V'mokum acher. Mishum da amru rabotenu zal. Because our rabbis, Zecher of Rocha and Kiddushin say, Shlosha Shutfim, Ba'adam, the three partners in a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv V'Imo, God and his mother, father and mother. V'lechein, Kol Esim V'Arba Sh'ot Hayom, the 24 hours of the day, Yeshmona Sh'ot Mehem L'Esek HaTorah, there'll be a third of the day will be for learning. That's for his shutef called the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's giving back. Right? Vishvil shlish shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the third the Kodesh Baruch Hu put in him. Vishnei shlishim, and the other two thirds, Vitzorach HaGashmi, for his physical, because his parents gave that to him. Vishvil chelkei ha'av v'aim, the portion that his mother and his father gave him. Right? Which is the levushim. Shehem gashmim, they're physical, or at least more physical. V'hen emet, the chalakim shel av v'aim, and they're truthfully the portions that his parents actually gave him. Hema, lo neged chelko yitbarach, and they're not against the portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kol zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chasto hishve chelki, chelkei av v'aim keneged chelko. He equaled the chelik of his father and mother against his chelko. Shinitan l'kol echad mehem shlish keneged chelko. He gave each one of them a third against his own portion that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. Each, the mother got a third, the father got a third, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a third. Val kein, midava zeh yilmad adam musa. From this a person can learn a tremendous musa haskel. Kama v'kama tzarich hu lishmo mitzvot kivud av v'aim. How much he has to be careful the mitzvot kivud av v'aim. V'moran. Right? And the moran. And the fear of them, the awe of them. U'v'avonoteinu harabim. Because of our sins. Yesh kama b'nei adam. There are a few people. Af al pi shehem medaktakim v'mitzvot. U'milei d'chasiduta. Even though the medaktik mitzvahs and words of chassidus, hem mekilin b'mitzvahs u'biyoteh, they're very makel in this mitzvah, kivudam b'meim. Vehena be'emet, and behold in truth, milvad schara ha'atzum v'hanora ma'od. Except for the big reward there is for kivudam b'meim, sheyesh l'mod me'uvda, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Alam, that we can learn from Rabbi Yeshua ben Alam, im nanas hakatzav, with the nanas, the short katzav, shochet, Haniska b'sefer hadorot. It's mentioned in sefer hadorot. Hino od yimsa ba adam tam chazak v'gadol. You find a very strong and big chiyuv shela al pi asechel, according to a person's thinking. Val pi nimus ha'olam v'derech eretz, and according to the ways of the world. Asher nimsa etzel kol min dat v'dat, all different types of religions. Asher lo mi Yisrael hem, even though they're not from the Jewish people, they're not the Judaism. V'lechein amru rabboteinu b'gemara. There are rabbis told us in the Gemara, ad heichem kivud ava'im, till when is a person kivud ava'im? V'yeshiv, tse ulamad ma'as a goy echad v'ashkelon. See what a certain goy did in Ashkelon. Kloma, davazeh, lav davka midivrei Torah. It's not only from the words of the Torah. Midivrei chacham, till madam, so you can learn it. Elat sevar e, go and see, b'datot achirim, in other nations. But till mad, kama rui, and go and learn how fitting. Ata ham ham, how fitting. Ata lizaher bedavazeh, how fitting it is for a person to be careful with this thing, with this mitzvah of kibud avim.